Order. Order.
Are there any select committee reports?
On Wednesday, the Finance and Expenditure Committee used its first meeting of the year to hear submissions on the Student Loan Scheme Amendment Bill. It aims to increase repayments from student loan borrowers. One submission came from a former public servant who worked on the original student loan scheme in the early 1990s, Lenore Bamfield.
When the student loan scheme was being developed, the decision was made at that time that student loan repayment for people in New Zealand would be income contingent, so people who were earning under the repayment threshold were not required to make any repayments, and those that were earning larger amounts of money had larger liabilities. I feel that that basic principle has been abandoned, first by the 2011 Act and now by this bill.
Ms. Bamfield said the Student Loan Scheme Amendment Bill was designed as a moneymaker for the government.
Here's a government that is clearly scrambling around to find every dollar they can. I even read that some borrowers will have no or low cash payment and could be required to make student loan repayments. If you've got no cash income, what are you meant to do? Borrow to pay your student loan repayment?
Ms. Bamfield said the bill failed to target student loan borrowers living overseas.
And 70% come back within 3 years. But what about the 30% who don't come back? If they pay no more than their compulsory repayment obligation, so they are compliant borrowers, they can't call up the loan, can't do anything like that, some of them will go to their graves having paid tens of thousands of dollars and not paid a cent off their loan.
Former public servant Lenore Bamfield making a submission on the Student Loan Scheme Amendment Bill to the Finance and Expenditure Committee on Wednesday. Next day, the Local Government and Environment Committee opened the floor to submissions on the Exclusive Economic Zone and Continental Shelf Bill and heard from the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment, Jan Wright. Dr. Wright began with a lesson on New Zealand's maritime territory.
Exclusive Economic Zone, EEZ, is the ocean between 12 miles out and 200 miles out around the country, nautical miles. 1996, New Zealand signed the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea. And what that meant was that the international community gave us this enormous economic endowment, this huge area of ocean where certain activities, as they're called, could yield a large economic return.
Dr. Wright explained what the bill meant in relation to New Zealand's exclusive economic zone.
This bill is about the EPA, the relatively new Environmental Protection Authority, giving consents, called marine consents, for activities in this huge area of ocean, or indeed about not giving consents, and if given consents, the kinds of conditions that would be put into them. So that's the job of the EPA with regard to this bill.
Dr. Wright then suggested several improvements to the bill, including a revision to a particular clause.
What I'm suggesting here is what I would call a no-brainer. When deciding on an application for a consent, the EPA must consider the adverse effects of the proposed activity on the environment. Now, some of these activities might be positive for the environment, maybe energy, renewable energy generation or carbon capture and storage or something like that. And so those effects should also be considered. So it's a tiny change. You just delete the word adverse to just say effects on the environment, so it would cover both positive and negative. And there you are.
Dr. Wright also expressed concern over another clause in the bill.
What it says, in effect, if the economic benefits outweigh the environmental costs, grant the consent, and vice versa. It sounds very reasonable, but I'm tremendously concerned about it. It's a serious error because it actually allows the EPA to set aside all other considerations, including the purpose and principles of the bill. It's like a stand-alone test, just that.
Dr. Wright explained the practical effect of the clause.
You could have a situation where the economic benefits were very big, environmental costs, it's not very well known, look smaller. You might grant the consent without any conditions on it at all to protect and preserve the environment. It's just a bad clause, a serious error. And, moreover, it's entirely unnecessary. The guidance for weighing the decision is already established in the purpose, the matters the EPA must take into account, the information principles and all those things at the beginning of the bill.
Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment, Jan Wright, making a submission on the Exclusive Economic Zone and Continental Shelf Bill to the Local Government and Environment Committee on Thursday.